Speculation is growing that the Prime Minister has put a compromise solution to Mr. Wilkie on poker machine laws. The government has already begun to prepare for a possible trial of mandatory pre-commitment technology in the ACT. This morning there are reports that Labor may get an independent expert to assess the results of that trial before deciding on whether or not to push ahead with Mr. Wilkie's laws. That would mean there may not be a decision until after the next election, well beyond Mr. Wilkie's deadline. The CEO of Clubs ACT, Jeff House, has been working with the government on the trial. He told our reporter Stephen Jedgetts he's not sure when it will start.
No, I have no idea. The Commonwealth hasn't indicated to me or I think to anyone else when they intend to formally commit to a trial and when that might start.
There's some speculation this morning that the government wants to hammer out a compromise deal with the clubs industry by getting an independent body to assess the trial in the ACT before deciding whether or not to roll out mandatory pre-commitment technology across the country. In other words, by treating your trial not as a dry run, but as a test of the proposal's effectiveness. Is that your understanding?
Well, certainly one of the preconditions that I've placed on our participation in the trial from the very beginning of these discussions. We're not interested in running a trial which is designed to simply support a decision that's already made or a foregone conclusion.
But Mr. Wilkie's always said that the trial would simply be to work out how to implement the technology, not whether or not it's a good idea or not.
Well, I think Mr. Wilkie's approach has demonstrably failed in the last day or so. I think what we have seen now is a final realisation on his part that he doesn't have the numbers in the House to get mandatory pre-commitment through. Most people are calling for a trial to take place.
Some Labor MPs have been approaching the AHA and the clubs industry to look at other possible compromise options. Has this happened to your organisation, do you know?
Not to my organisation, but I'm pleased to see that there are efforts to try and reach a compromise deal. I've always said that I think much more would have been achieved for problem gamblers if everyone just sat around the table.
What results do you think would be thrown up by a trial? Do you believe that mandatory pre-commitment technology could work?
Look, I have serious reservations about the efficacy of mandatory pre-commitment and the essential ingredient which it has, which is to give people who are addicted to gambling a card and effectively a license to continue gambling. I've always believed that it is better to get those people out of the venues and put them into counselling and to ensure that they overcome their addiction.
But you're, Jeff House, you're asking Mr. Wilkie to keep an open mind on all things. Shouldn't you keep an open mind on the technology as well?
Well, I think the fact that I have approached the Commonwealth to participate in a trial demonstrates my bona fides in terms of keeping an open mind.
The CEO of Clubs ACT, Jeff House, speaking to our reporter Stephen Jedgetts. And a spokeswoman for the Community Services Minister, Jenny Macklin, says the government supports a trial of mandatory pre-commitment and it welcomes the industry's willingness to work with the government on this issue.